Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, friends, welcome. Hope you had a good work day. It's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thanks to Joe Beamer for sitting in, doing yeoman's work over the past few days. And I'm still in the process of recovering. Unfortunately, no more morphine, but that's the breaks. Anyway, welcome to the show. So it's really, Uwe Krupp. I was kind of joking about Uwe Krupp. He used to play for the Sabres, went on to win a Stanley Cup. Uwe Krupp actually played in Köln, we would say Cologne, but Köln, Germany, for the Köln High, which means the Cologne Sharks. In fact, in Lahti Lenya's Maki Mesa, which was the basis for Bobby Darin's Mack the Knife. Lahti Lenya sings the lyrics, Und der Haifisch, er hat Zähne, which I think is, and the shark has teeth that he hides in his face. That's next in the words. But anyway, Haifisch, der Haifisch is German for shark. So yes, Uwe Krupp was a shark, we may say that. Too bad he didn't play for San Jose. He could have continued the tradition. Anyway, welcome. It's Bowerly. Oh, yeah, in German, my name means little farmer. Let's just say I'm German enough to have two great uncles in Hitler's army. True story. That's how German I am. But I'm acutely aware of, and on my mother's side, like a little bit Jewish, so it's kind of weird. So anyway, long story short, Germans, and what surprises me, and I don't mean to dwell over much on this point, but of any nation on earth that has had more anti-totalitarian training, German, since 1945, the Germans have had more, hey, we need freedom. Hey, say no to totalitarians. Hey, say no to authoritarians. So it's kind of shocking to me that Germany is all about mandating vaccines for people, or else you don't get to live your life. You only get to go grocery shopping and you go to the drugstore. I'm not sure how you pay for anything, because I guess unless you work remotely, you wouldn't have much of an income. So that's a little iffy to me. But what's I also find interesting is, and I want to hear from people who've gotten the call from the Erie County Democrats. One of the questions that's being asked is, do you support a policy of you must have a vaccine or you don't get to go to public places? Again, folks, if they're asking that question, it must be considered that they are thinking about implementing it. And my fear is on or about December 10th, 11th, 12th, or 13th, okay, I'm giving you a little range there, that Poloncarz is going to come out with Burstein with the full blessing of Hochul, and they're going to announce that unless you have a vaccine, you can't go anywhere. You can't go anywhere. And that's when I realize if that happens, I got to tell you, that's like a tipping point for me. That is a big tipping point. And you know what? There comes a point in everybody's life when you got to make choices. And there are certain obligations I have. And once those obligations are met, all bets are off the table. Because I'm a big believer in freedom. And I just, the whole idea of vaccination, and again, folks, remember, you get two shots, you're fully vaccinated. Oh, wait a minute, now you need two shots and a booster. Oh, wait a minute, now another variant comes out. Folks, new variants of COVID are going to be coming out every time the numbers drop, okay? viruses mutate. They're always looking for hosts. You're going to get these new variants of COVID until the cows come home and the sun doesn't rise anymore. The sun envelops the earth, okay? Going to be new variants of COVID. It's never going to end. And the sooner, look, here's my approach. I think we have to realize, and maybe I'm wrong, okay? But just as a common sense thing, that COVID is here. It is here to stay. Various variants of COVID are going to be announced every now and again, all right? You're going to have to learn to live with the fact that there's a new virus in town. Some people are going to get sick, and yes, the very vulnerable will die. But for the greater good, do we shut down a country? Do we give up our freedoms? Do we give up our ability to choose? Because high-risk people may very well die from COVID, even though the survival is 98.5% of the most vulnerable people. I think that's an important statistic to bring out that hasn't changed. And as far as the deaths from COVID, where you really begin to see the spike is age 60 and up. 60 and up is where you see the beginning of the upward curve. The older you are, the more likely you are to die of COVID. That being said, I've heard of a number of people in their 90s who had COVID, who beat COVID. So, you know, to me, you can panic, you can run to the hills with your skirts over your heads, or you can just say, look, this is a new virus. Chances are at some point I'm going to get it. When I get it, the odds are excellent that I'm going to survive it. And leave it at that. This, you know, variant of the month club thing is getting really old. And this idea that we've got to have mandated vaccines, you know what? I'm with the people who say, I want to wait 5-10 years to see what these vaccines do. I don't think that's an irrational position. I mean, hey, how many of you are in the same boat as I was? Fully vaccinated, now they're talking about a booster, even if you've had COVID. Come on. When does it end? What we need is a totally different thought paradigm in dealing with COVID. And by the way, one thing you don't do, you don't fire hospital personnel who don't have a vaccine when you need hospital personnel to take care of people with COVID. Oh, yes, and people who come in with heart attacks, strokes, motor vehicle accidents, and ruptured spleens, okay? You need those people around. Why a governor would support axing people who previously, remember, were healthcare heroes, and this is a huge point, man. They used to be considered healthcare heroes. Now they're considered healthcare imbeciles who can't make a good choice for themselves regarding whether or not to get the vaccine. We're going to lose a lot of people from healthcare, all right? And I would like to know if it is true or if it's just a vicious rumor that there are doctors, surgeons in particular, who bring in a lot of money to hospitals who basically have been told on the sly, oh, you bring in a lot of money, you don't need the vaccine, or we'll take your word for it. Is that an ugly rumor or is that reality? I'd like to know. I don't know. I know what I've been told. I don't know whether to believe it. That's why I bring it to you. I don't know what to believe and I don't know what not to believe. And as far as the people, well, I could go on and on, but I'd rather talk to you guys. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. It is Sherry in Lancaster on WBEN. Sherry, hello.
Hello, Tom, and welcome back.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I support you 100%. I'm not saying this isn't real. I truly believe that as Americans, we have our choices and we have our freedom, and that's why we're here is because of that freedom. And when I do not support the vaccine mandate, I feel that if it's a choice of your own, that's your choice to make. I don't think that personally that somebody should be coerced into losing their position. And last I heard, coercion is actually a felony. So I think a lot of the hospitals and some of these companies that are considering making mandates, one of their company policies should really take a look at that. For people that are losing their jobs and getting fired, which I hope that they are making sure that they're getting fired, not quitting. And then my second point that I wanted to mention is supporting you as well, that there's not enough information on this. This is technically not a vaccine. This is not like the measles and mumps that we got our kids when they were little, not to mention when our kids were little, there was a piece of paper that came with those shots that explained to you what was in them. These are some of the problems that could happen. These are the things that you need to be aware of. You go on the website and you try to find information of what these ingredients are in this COVID shot, and there's things blocked out. They're just not telling you everything, and having a gut feeling, something is definitely wrong. There's something, a push. I don't know if New York State and California are just guinea pigs to see how the rest of the country is going to react, but here in Erie County, I really think we need to stand our ground. And there's other things that we could get into, but I was told I could only keep it to one or two issues. So those are my concerns, and that's how I feel. And I am not for the mandate at all.
Okay, well, look, here's what I know about freedom. Once you lose freedom, you don't get it back.
Correct.
You don't get your freedom back. Once they take things away from you, they don't give it back. And, you know, last I checked, we have a constitution in this country, and medically, ethically speaking, if you look at the Nuremberg medical protocols or codes regarding medicine, there is to be no coercion involving any experimental drug. And you can make, a very persuasive argument that this hasn't been around long enough to not be called an experimental drug.
Correct. And so from what I understand, and I've been trying to do as much research on this as possible, from what I understand, in order for it to be classified as a medical drug, there has to be data that supports that, and that being like two studies that have to support that data, and we don't have that yet. There's not enough information yet for them to say that, oh, it's a vaccine and it's safe. We don't know. And we also, I mean, I know personally people that have had it and they've had some side effects, and yes, people will have side effects on everything, but if those people choose not to have something put in their body, I think that's their choice. We have a choice. We have on one side somebody saying that you could go have, I don't want to get too political, that you can go have an abortion because you're a woman and it's your body. It's your choice. But then on the other hand, you don't have a choice. And then you'll hear people say, well, you don't have a choice to get the vaccination because you could be hurting somebody else. Well, if I'm not getting the vaccine and you're vaccinated, how am I hurting you? I don't understand.
No, you're not. I mean, I'm sorry, but you don't scare me. And I'm not trying to be a tough guy, but you don't scare me. COVID does not scare me. I'm glad you called. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, as an individual, I mean, look, there are people I know that I totally understand that they've got no reason to be vaccinated whatsoever. There are other people I know who I think do have reasons to be vaccinated who are not vaccinated, but they have made informed choices and they're not going to get the vaccine unless it's absolutely necessary, and they're not very happy about it. And people I know who, if they institute a mandate in New York State or Erie County, they're out of here. They do not regard it as a free state or a free county anymore. And I never thought those words would leave my mouth in this lifetime, all because of a disease that chances are, if you get it, you're going to survive it. All right, it is 22 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I don't watch the Bills. I just happen to get together with friends who have the football game on, just to be very clear about that. Let's get to the calls on WBEN. Next up, we have Rick in Amherst. Rick, you are on. Hello.
Hey, Tom. So I don't have to let you down. I was one of the people who received just about 50 minutes ago a call from the Erie County Democrat Committee.
I think I'm in love with you. What did you write down the questions?
I did. I'm going to go through all of them with you.
Excellent.
I was just shocked. I'm trying to shut down my laptop for work, and I never get any of these sorts of surveys, so it was sort of neat. Okay, so question number one was, do you support the COVID mask mandate that was implemented for Erie County? And it was a simple yes or no with your touchtone keypad. Question two was, would you support a vaccine mandate if implemented in public places throughout Erie County? And they give examples like bars, restaurants, et cetera. Question three was, they asked you to rate Mark Poloncarz's performance in managing the COVID crisis. And it was on a scale of 1 through 4, 4 being poorest. Question 4 was to rate the same sort of performance, but it's for our illustrious President Joe Biden. Question 5 was, if Mark Poloncarz was to run right now for re-election for the Erie County Executive, would you in fact vote for him?
Mm.
Question 6 was, if Mark Poloncarz was to run against Mickey Kearns, who was, you know, on the Republican side of the House, was to run in the race against the same position, who would you vote for? And I think that was it. They then concluded with 3 demographic questions asking party affiliation, sex, and age.
Now, when they asked for sex, I hope, now I got male and female, which seems very discriminatory toward the non-binary transgender community.
I knew you were going to say that. That's all they gave was, you know, male, female, 1, 2.
See, if the Republicans were doing a poll and the only choices were male and female, they would catch holy hell for a total disrespect of the trans and bi and, well, I guess bi really doesn't count, but the trans and non-binary community.
Yeah, I'm 99% sure I think that's all they had with it. I was trying to shut down for work, so.
No, I tell you, I'm glad. So do you want to tell us how you answered those questions?
Yeah, sure. I don't mind.
So on the mask mandate, yes or no?
Absolutely not.
Would you support a vaccine mandate in public places?
Absolutely not.
Rate Mark Poloncarz's performance on a scale of 1 to 4, 4 being poor, 1 being awesome.
What do you think?
I need to know what you think.
Okay, well, it was the greatest number.
4, okay. Same thing with Joe Biden?
He falls in the same bucket, yep.
If Poloncarz ran for re-election, would you vote for him, yes or no?
Absolutely not.
If it was Poloncarz against Mickey Kearns, what would you say?
Well, you want to guess?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Mickey Kearns.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of curious, are you a Republican or a Democrat?
I am Republican.
Very, yeah, see, they're trying to do a random sample. Do you frequently vote? Are you somebody who would be a likely voter?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we can safely presume and deduce that the Democrat Committee in Erie County is doing a random sample poll of likely voters in the next county executive election. People who are politically active. They want to know where you stand in the mandate, where you stand in the mask. In other words, they are pooping purple because Mark Poloncarz stepped in a very fresh turd on a very hot day, which I would never suggest.
But you'd never see them rescind what they've already invoked.
No, once you lose the freedom, it's gone forever.
All right.
I mean, that's true. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
so,
problem.
You know, let me ask you guys the questions, I mean, that the Democrats are asking. The mask mandate, yes or no? Would you support a vaccine mandate? In other words, you'd have to be vaccinated to go to bars, restaurants, et cetera. Mark Poloncarz's performance on a scale of 1 to 4, 4 being poor. President Biden's performance on a scale of 1 to 4. I'm helping the Democrats of Erie County. I hope they appreciate my being a team player here. If Poloncarz ran for re-election right now, would you vote for him? And if it was Kearns against Poloncarz, who would get your vote? So I hope the Erie County Democratic Committee appreciates the hard work I'm doing on their behalf. So we'll add those questions into the mix here. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. By the way, Alec Baldwin is absolutely responsible for the death on set. And why the parents in Michigan are being sought by the police and Alec Baldwin is free to live the life of Riley, frankly, is beyond me. It really is. He had a responsibility with that firearm, with that firearm, and he screwed the pooch.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Lottie Lenya and Maki Mesa, which Bobby Darin kind of redid and Americanized and turned into a big number one hit in 1959 with Mack the Knife. Little story there. And we played that because Uwe Krupp played for the Köln Hai, the Cologne Sharks. And don't even remember how that whole thing came about. But anyway, my brain is a mess, so there we go. Anyway, how you doing? It's Bowerly, WBEN. So I got an email here, or should I say I received an email. Tom, they did ask about sex. Press 1 for male, 2 for female, and 3 for non-binary. Perhaps people pressed their respective button prior to hearing choice number 3, or maybe people complained and the question was modified. Aha, okay. Well, thank you for the information. Appreciate it. So we're talking about this poll. We're talking about a couple of things here, but this poll the Erie County Democrats are doing, and I'm a good sport, so I'm trying to help the Democrats. And the questions that are being asked, and maybe you received the poll, and I've got enough emails now from people about the poll. I don't need more emails on the poll, but I would like phone calls about the poll. How do you feel about the Erie County mask mandate? Would you support a vaccine mandate for bars and restaurants? In other words, no vaccine, you don't get to eat out. You don't get to go to a bar. How do you rate Mark Poloncarz's performance? 1 being great, 4 being poor. Joe Biden, the president, his performance, 1 through 4, 4 being the worst. If Poloncarz were to run today, would you vote for him? Yes or no? If it was Poloncarz against Mickey Kearns, for whom would you vote? Then they ask about your party, your sex, and your age. My party is often. Sex is, yes, please. Sorry, line from Austin Powers. Age is dirt, I think. So anyway, yeah, fossil. Fossil would be the choice, I think. Dinosaur, you know, whatever. Anyway, so if you got that poll, I would like to know. Also, I'm very concerned because Germany and a few other countries, but they are instituting vaccine mandates. And you either get a vaccine or you are not going to be able to do anything except grocery shop and go to a drugstore. Because one thing we know is that coronavirus, whatever mutation or variant you're talking about, it's very intelligent. It knows the difference between a bar, a restaurant, and a grocery store. It's a very smart virus. See, it's stuff like that that just makes people say, are you effing kidding us? I mean, are we being hosed or what? Other countries are considering it, and apparently, I think it's safe to say that Erie County's Democrats are considering a vaccine mandate for Erie County. And it wouldn't surprise me in the least if the person pulling the strings behind this all is Kathy Hochul. Because you got to figure, Kathy Hochul would love to say, oh, look, Erie County. It's not New York City. Look at what Erie County has done. Therefore, every county across New York State, you should follow Erie County's lead. So I'm going to enact a statewide vaccine mandate. I know, you know, I'm sorry, but I know how these people think. And it's all about power. It's all about control. And, you know, I'm sorry, but I was vaccinated. I got COVID. It was no big deal. Would it have been a big deal had I not been vaccinated? That is an unanswerable, unknowable question. But supposedly the vaccine I received didn't protect me against that particular variant of COVID. So I don't know. I don't know one way or the other. But I told you many months ago, there would be variant after variant after variant after variant. This thing is never going away, ladies and gentlemen. Is there anybody out there who thinks it's ever going to go away? I mean, the only hope is therapeutics that treat COVID infection better than what they have now. But what they have now is pretty good. I mean, if 98.5% of the most vulnerable people are surviving COVID, then I don't know why we're in, I don't know why we're ready to give up our freedoms for a disease that is abundantly survivable. What would you rather have, COVID or a brain tumor? What would you rather have, COVID or liver failure? What would you rather have, COVID or bypass surgery? I'm going to go with COVID every time, okay? Here is Todd in East Aurora on WBEN. Todd, you are on. Welcome.
Hi, Tom. I want to take a different kind of spin on this. I actually agree with you completely on so many levels about this. But something doesn't make any sense. So when something doesn't make sense, the people that are proposing it are either incredibly stupid or they think we're incredibly stupid and are doing something else.
There's another option, if you'll allow me to interrupt. I will allow you to proceed. But the other option is, somebody once said, whenever you see a situation you don't understand, look for the financial interest. I think that also is applicable. Please continue.
Oh, most definitely. The devil's always at the end of the money trail. All right. What happens when you – the vaccine from the beginning – I mean, Fauci and all of the rest of the guys that pushed this vaccine have said, and it's not a vaccine, but whatever, have said it is not designed to produce immunity. So when you had, I mean, you've had callers call in and say they totally support the mandate because people, they won't catch it. Yes, they will. It doesn't produce immunity. It doesn't prevent you spreading it because fact of the matter is, you shed the virus at exactly the same rate, whether you are symptomatic or not. It's much like the norovirus. That's that horrible stomach bug that you throw up and you feel like your shoes are going to come out of your mouth for like 12 or 13 hours. You shed.
It's also known as cruise ship travel.
Yeah, right. That is a virus that is just like this in this sense. You don't need to be symptomatic to be shedding that virus for another week and a half. So what happens is with the vaccines, it was designed to minimize symptoms so that people don't die. Tell that to Colin Powell, but whatever. So what happens when you have a patient that gets a very mild or asymptomatic case of this, they walk around shedding the virus and don't know they're doing it. So if their goal is to stop the spread, and if their goal is to save all these lives, they're not accomplishing it with this vaccine. They're also not accomplishing it with masks. They're also not accomplishing it with lockdowns. Because as everybody knows, it was bad last year when they locked everything down, but it's worse this year. Now, there are different arguments as to why that might be, but my big problem with this disease is precisely what you said. It's the numbers are hugely inflated. Anybody that works in healthcare that is paying attention and doesn't have an axe to grind is going to tell you that. You break your leg, go in, they swab you. You're a hospital admission for COVID if you test even asymptomatically. So, but you're there for your broken leg. It's crazy.
I'm 95 years old. I have congestive heart failure, emphysema, and my liver is not very good. I also have COVID, and I die. What does my death count as?
It counts as a COVID death.
Bingo.
And it's the problem with this is that they either don't understand what they're talking about, which is conceivable because generally speaking, I don't have a lot of respect for the intelligence of the politicians, or they think they're super smart and they're trying to do something else and pull something over on us, or they're trying to make tons of money, as you pointed out. So if the vaccine isn't doing what they want it to do, it doesn't make sense to turn around and say, oh, the one lady that called while I was driving with the, oh, for the greater good. I love boomers. Their hearts are bigger than their brains. It drives me crazy because it's like, you don't know what you're talking about. You have no idea what the long-term effects of this thing are going to be because it hasn't been around for long-term. Generally speaking, a minimum of 10 years is required of experimentation to say something is actually safe and effective, generally speaking. Now, they can make whatever argument they want to make about it. But the bottom line is something else is going on. And I don't generally speaking buy into conspiracy theories, you know, because it requires three things that humans don't do well. It requires high levels of intelligence. It requires secrecy. And it requires the ability for groups to work together cooperatively for a single goal. I don't generally buy conspiracy theories, but I'm starting to get to the point that I'm like, what are they talking about? And the last thing I'm going to say about it is they better be smart, because there's this little document that has that line with a long strain of usurpations, you know?
The Declaration of Independence.
That would be the one. There are people that are listening to very angry voices that otherwise wouldn't be. They're not listening to rational conversation that say, pendulum swings, wheel turns, this too will pass. The bottom line is if they make a mandate that doesn't allow people to feed their family, it's going to make Black Lives Matter protests look like kumbaya.
Well, you know what? I mean, but I'm sure that any protest that would take place would be described as a mostly peaceful protest.
Of course, because that's what they describe the right as all the time.
Right. I mean, January 6th was a mostly peaceful protest. They'll never say that, but it was. A bunch of people standing around very angry. That was peaceful.
Yeah.
A few people weren't, but it was the same thing with the summer of 2020.
Right.
You know, one thing's an insurrection. The other thing is a great protest movement. I can't figure it out.
Yeah. And it's just the thing that's frustrating about it is, it's what they're doing isn't working. And when people like to use, I love listening to callers that are for mandates and say things when they use the word science. Science isn't a religion. Science is a method of inquiry that requires quantifiable evidence that is empirically based and theoretically reproducible and encourages robust debate, not silence, show me your papers. You know, they don't believe in science. They believe in a religion that they call science, which we would probably call statism.
Well said. I mean, I can't really think of I mean, the one thing, though, the one lady who called in who supported the mandate said, well, how about the people who are immunocompromised, the people on chemo?
Well, if she's vaccinated and she's asymptomatic by her immunocompromised friend, and she's shedding virus as much as somebody who is not vaccinated, it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, again, there was a time back in September, and fortunately, I was in self-isolation. I thought I had a bad cold. But anyway, that's just, it is what it is. I am glad you called. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Something just, it does not smell right in the state of Denmark. It doesn't smell right. And what I'm concerned about here is you've got countries like Germany who have announced a vaccine mandate. You either get vaccinated or you don't get into any place but a supermarket or a pharmacy. Because as we all know, COVID knows the difference between places. It does. It knew the difference back during the last lockdown between the Creekview restaurant and Walmart. It knew the difference. Don't go to Walmart, go to the Creekview. Absolutely. So there's things like that that make us shake our heads, okay? And we've been down this road. But anyway, the Germans are doing the mandatory vaccine thing. You will be vaccinated. And interestingly, Erie County Democrats are doing a phone poll. I just started hearing about it today, where you are being asked if you support a vaccine mandate so people can go into public places. And if they're asking you about it, what does that mean? Common sense should tell you if they're asking your opinion about it, they're thinking about doing it. And if they're already asking, would you vote for Mark Poloncarz for re-election? If it was Poloncarz against Kearns, for whom would you vote? They know they've got a problem on their hands. The backlash against Poloncarz is enormous, and frankly, it crosses party lines. I mean, you don't have to be a Republican conservative type to have strong issues and feelings about people's individual freedoms. And to also be fed up with saying, okay, this time we've got COVID on the run. No, this time we've got COVID on the run. Nope, hold on. Now there's another variant. We got to get this variant out of control. Oh, we got it under control. Well, wait, here's another variant down the pipe. It's never going to end, folks. You got to look at COVID as something that you're going to deal with for the rest of your life. You're probably going to end up getting it at some point, and most of you are going to survive it no problem. That is the common sense approach to COVID. Not going into freaking panic mode and destroying the economy and, you know, trying to get this great reset of capitalism. Next up, we go to Jackie in Buffalo. Jackie, you got the phone call.
I did.
Oh, tell us all about it.
The guy that Rick that called in, he had all the questions perfectly. That's just what they asked, just in that order.
And
Common.
Well, okay, so what are your thoughts? Based on the questions they asked you, what is your analysis as an independent-thinking, clear-headed individual?
The vaccine mandate is coming to Erie County.
Do you believe that the vaccine mandate is going to be announced on or about, we'll call it December 13th?
I would say yes.
Because it's roughly 2 weeks since Thanksgiving and the world's largest disco. And no, I'm serious. I mean, nobody was wearing a mask. Apparently, everybody had a vaccine card. And there were no fake vaccine cards with all those people.
Absolutely not. No masks.
So, okay, let's say we have a vaccine mandate in Erie County that comes into place. What do we, the people of Erie County, do about that?
Well, I am not getting vaccinated. And I will, this is the hill I'm willing to die on. Are you going to get a booster if it comes to that?
You know what? I haven't made up my mind. I have had one doctor give a lukewarm endorsement of the booster and another doctor tell me flat out he did not think I needed one. In his words, you had COVID. Why would you need the booster? And this guy's like, this guy's top of his game. This guy's, he's not a slouch. He's like a big, big time doctor.
Yeah, I had COVID, so I have natural immunity. And I, even if I were vaccinated, I would refuse to go anywhere that required proof of vaccination to enter.
Well, that's going to be everywhere. See, I've done the same thing with the places and people who support vaccine only entry. I'm not going to support anybody who supports them. It's cost me a lot of friends.
Yep. Cost me friends, family, you name it.
But I cannot possibly stand with people who enable segregation. I don't care what kind of segregation it is. It's not in my makeup. I can't do it. I won't do it. And if I've lost friends because of it, so be it.
Same here. And I will not support any place that requires vaccine mandates. And if it comes to losing my job, I guess I sell my house and move to Florida or Texas.
Which you would refer to as?
Free states.
Yeah, I know. Free states. Whoever thought that we'd be using those words in America in the 21st century? It's really quite incredible. I thank you kindly for the phone call, Jackie. All right, there's Jackie. She got the call. So, folks, the takeaway here is if the Erie County Democrats are asking about a vaccine mandate before you can go into any public place, rest assured they're thinking about it. Rest assured they're thinking about it. And I'm going to tell you, they caught hell with the mask mandate. and they're going to catch more hell with the mask mandate. This vaccine mandate, if they announce it, all bets are off. People are already pissed. There comes a tipping point in every situation. We're at that tipping point right now. At least a lot of people are at that tipping point right now. And they're, you know, you can only poke the snake so much before the snake says, no, I'm done with this. And you know what the cobra can do. All right, it is Bowerly live from the Den of Vipers, known as WBN. I want to thank Josh Schmidt for a great job today at Master Control. It's good to have the Amish here working amongst us on WBEN. Lucas Buckley, great job at traffic. And Tom Puckett, of course, the glue that holds the newsroom together. But again, thanks to Josh Schmidt, Pasquale Maggiore. We'll be back on Monday. I hope I'm back on Monday. I'm planning on being back on Monday. News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.